This is a true crime roundup from the On Deadline podcast. We explore crime stories reported on by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. I'm your host, Lauren Berry. We have some quick crime updates from around the country. We'll actually start in the Chicago area with a report from Odyssey station WBBM News Radio from Friday, July 3rd.
A judge this week sentenced Drew Jarvis to 45 years for first-degree murder, 31 years for attempted first-degree murder, and 20 years for armed violence. Prosecutors say in 2020 in Elgin, a car Jarvis was riding in cut off another vehicle. When the driver honked at the car, Jarvis shot at the vehicle, wounding the driver and killing the passenger. Just a week later, Jarvis shot someone else. His arrest in the second shooting helped investigators connect him to the road rage murder. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In Philadelphia on Friday, Odyssey station KYW News Radio reported on a shooting investigation that's underway.
Someone gunned down a woman in North Philly late last night, and police are trying to figure out if she was targeted. Police found the woman bleeding on the sidewalk at 25th and Master Street. She later died at the hospital. There were at least 20 spent shell casings on the street corner. Chief Inspector Scott Small.
Now, fortunately, there are police real-time crime cameras that did record two light-colored vehicles, both sedans, fleeing from this location.
He says they're also checking Philadelphia Housing Authority cameras and private business cameras for additional angles.
Earlier in the week, KYW reported on two arrests of teens linked to the murder of a college student in June. Here's the first report from Wednesday, July 1st.
Well, U.S. Marshals have arrested one of the two suspects accused of killing a Penn State student in South Philly last month. Police officials confirm that 16-year-old Azubar Uten Fleming of Philadelphia was arrested by marshals in Colorado this evening. Marshals say they determined he had distant family members out there. He's currently awaiting extradition back to Philadelphia, where he will face murder, robbery, and other related offenses. Authorities are still searching for 16-year-old Kasim Smith. Authorities still offering a $5,000 reward for his capture. Rob Clark with the U.S. Marshals Office, he says during the search, some relatives were taken into custody.
Two individuals were arrested during the course of this investigation. One was arrested for hindering apprehension. Another person just had an outstanding warrant that we ran into.
And one of those two has been charged with obstruction of justice and tampering with evidence for allegedly taking a suspect out of Philadelphia. DA Larry Krasner.
Dante Abdul Malik is 35 years old. He is the stepfather of Azubair Barton Fleming.
Penn State Billy Schmidt was killed in the early hours of June 6th near 20th and Wolf Street when he was walking home from a bar. Officials say the teens ambushed him, took his phone, and when Schmidt chased after them, they say Smith turned and fired the fatal shot into his chest. Smith is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information has to call authorities.
On Thursday, KYW reported on the second arrest in the case.
The second and final suspect wanted in connection with the fatal shooting of a Penn State student in South Philadelphia is now in custody. The U.S. Marshals Service says the alleged shooter, 16-year-old Kasim Smith, surrendered to police today. Marshals say 16-year-old Azubair Outen Fleming was apprehended last night in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Officials say the teens robbed 22-year-old Billy Schmidt of his cell phone near 20th and Wolf Street on June 6th. It's alleged that Smith then fired a fatal shot into Schmidt's chest. Schmidt was a communications major at Penn State and was expected to graduate this fall.
And even earlier in the week, KYW covered a murder-suicide described by locals as heartbreaking.
A man shot and killed his uncle during an argument and then turned the gun on himself. It happened yesterday morning in Glenside, Montgomery County. Abington Township Police say 28-year-old Brandon Maurer shot his 54-year-old uncle, Billy Maurer. There were other family members home at the time, but they were not hurt. Neighbors tell NBC 10 they were kind of stunned to hear what had happened inside that house.
It was pretty heartbreaking. It's pretty heartbreaking. This is very close for comfort. I walk here all the time. My kids are out here all the time. I mean, they're older, but they take walks late at night. I mean, it's really disheartening, to be honest.
Police say they found a gun owned by Brandon at the scene.
In the Twin Cities this Wednesday, Odyssey station WCCO News Talk reported on a teen girl facing murder charges. Here's why.
A teen is now charged in the fatal bludgeoning of her mother in their Maplewood apartment this past weekend. A 17-year-old Twin Cities girl is facing second-degree murder charges after allegedly beating her 43-year-old mother to death with a hammer following an argument over a cell phone. Investigators recovered surveillance footage of the suspect carrying a hammer. Prosecutors are now petitioning the court to certify the teenager to stand trial as an adult.
WCCO then reported Thursday on a man who opened fire at police.
Owatonna police say a man suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound last night after opening fire at police. WCCO's Mark Fry.
That incident got underway around 8:20 last night with an initial traffic stop where police found a person in crisis. That individual drew a firearm and opened fire at police before fleeing. The 36-year-old suspect later stopped in the 200 block of West McKinley Street in Owatonna, prompting a standoff and shelter-in-place order. That suspect later shot himself and was taken to a hospital shortly after midnight. No officers were injured.
There were also multiple shooting incidents reported in the Twin Cities area last weekend. Here's WCCO's report on the crimes from Monday, June 29th.
A number of shootings in the Twin Cities this past weekend, one of them fatal.
The fatal shooting happened yesterday at 1 a.m. on Bloomington Avenue in Minneapolis, where police found the victim lying on the ground. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Nine others were hurt in the other shootings over the weekend between Friday night and yesterday morning. The only shooting that has led to an arrest so far happened at Hennepin and Laurel on Sunday morning. Two teens were taken into custody after a 15-year-old girl was shot. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
In St. Louis, Missouri, the Mark Cox Morning Show from 97.1 The Talk discussed a case where the accused is just 10 years old.
The 10-year-old boy who is accused of murdering his 7-month-old niece is going to be tried in juvenile court. They're saying that Missouri law would prevent him from being tried as an adult. Now, he is facing a first-degree murder charge, but in order for him to be tried as an adult, he'd have to be 12 years old. Missouri law, that's the cutoff.
Well, we now know the relationship then, at least,
we do.
Right? It was a niece?
Yep, a niece. Mother of the 7-month-old, it's her only baby, who was shot and killed, and she's asking for prayer, says that she has love and forgiveness in her heart. The 10-year-old boy was taken to the hospital for evaluation, psychiatric evaluation, and he's also being placed in the protective custody, it says, of Missouri Children's Division.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
I'm sure. Can you imagine the trauma that child went through? I mean, not that there shouldn't be repercussions for what, assume it's a he, did.
Yep.
But, I mean, the emotional trauma, I just can't imagine what the family's going through. And the dad is the one now facing second-degree murder charges, right?
The dad of the infant? The baby.
Yes.
Yeah, because obviously the dad's 19, so he would not be the dad of the 10-year-old.
Correct.
So, just a really horrible story. The 10-year-old is the youngest in Missouri's history, to my knowledge, to be charged with first-degree murder.
And in Detroit, Odyssey station WWJ News Radio provided an update Thursday on threats of violence against Muslims over the weekend.
WWJ's John Hewitt is live, and he's letting us know what they are saying. John?
Tracy, the threats came Sunday via voicemail against the American Islamic Community Mosque in Madison Heights from a 35-year-old man identified by Oakland County prosecutors as Christopher Lord. The members of the Imams Council of Michigan read from that transcript. This was the threat verbatim, quote, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your people. We're going to get rid of you one way or another. Get out of my country before it's too late." Among those speaking up and speaking out is Imam Steve Mustafa El Turk, president of the Islamic Organization of America.
These incidents reflect a disturbing climate of religious intolerance, the continued rise in anti-Muslim threats and Islamophobic rhetoric across our nation demands a united response from law enforcement, elected officials, faith leaders, and civil society.
Lord is facing two charges, including false threat of terrorism and using a computer to commit a crime. Prosecutors describe him as homeless. Both of those charges, by the way, are 20-year felonies. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
This threat came in the wake of a shooting that claimed three lives at the Islamic Center of San Diego in May. On Wednesday, Odyssey station KNX News in Los Angeles reported on the latest case involving the 2023 death of a protester in California.
Some people feel the man who caused the death of an elderly Jewish protester 2.5 years ago in Thousand Oaks got off with a slap on the wrist. Here's Emily Valdez.
The Ventura County DA asked the judge to sentence Loewe Abdel Fattah al-Najji to 2 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the death of Paul Kessler. The two were at opposing protests on the corner of Thousand Oaks and Westlake Boulevards. When they got into an argument, al-Najji hit Kessler with his bullhorn, causing Kessler to fall, hit his head, and die.
I believe his 1 year sentence in the Ventura County Jail, he'll only have to serve about 6 months.
Do you think that's appropriate?
Not at all.
Freddie, who is Jewish, was in the courtroom for the sentencing.
Mr. Kessler weighed probably, I would say, 135 pounds, and Ms. al-Najji was 100 pounds more. To me, it was not right because it was definitely manslaughter, and he should have got 2 years in prison.
This was a tragedy.
Al-Najji's defense attorney, Ram Bamye, believes this sentence is appropriate.
The problem is there are all these people that are equating this act as something different than what it is, that somehow it's a hate crime. It can't be a hate crime under the law. Somehow it's a murder. It can't be a murder under the law. It just can't.
Al-Najji is set to begin his jail term in August. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News.
Thank you all so much for listening to this True Crime Roundup from the On Deadline podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WBBM News Radio in Chicago, KYW News Radio in Philadelphia, WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, KNX News in Los Angeles, the Mark Cox Morning Show out of 97.1 The Talk in St. Louis, and KCBS Radio in San Francisco. You can find these programs on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. You can find these True Crime Roundups by subscribing to the On Deadline podcast, the Who Killed Strawberry podcast, or the Bitter Academia podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.